Class 4, Subject History, Topic Sources of History, Chapter 2. Good morning, children. Children, I'm sure you all must have read detective books like Famous Five or Secret Seven. The common thing in all these books are that they are always searching for clues. In the same way, history is based on the study of clues. These clues are called sources of history. The sources tell us about the history of people who lived long, long ago. The sources can be divided into archaeological sources, literary sources, oral sources. Under archaeological sources, we have monuments. Monuments are special buildings from the past. They tell us about the following. Point 1. Period in which a monument was built. For example, whether a monument was built in the ancient period, the medieval period, or the modern period. Point 2. Building materials used in a particular period. For example, the Taj Mahal is built of white marble. Point 3. Purpose for building a monument. For example, whether it is a place of worship, a palace, or a memorial. Point 4. People who built the monument. For example, the Taj Mahal was built by a ruler called Shah Jahan. Inscriptions. Written records are called inscriptions. Long, long ago, there was no paper. Now, where did the people write? People carved their messages on clay tablets, rocks, stones, and metals. Coins give us a lot of information. They tell us about the following. The name or picture on a coin tells us about the ruler or the kingdom to which the coin belongs. The year tells us the time period to which the coin belongs. The writing on a coin tells us about the language used in the kingdom to which the coin belongs. Coins made of gold and silver show that the kingdom was rich and prosperous. Artifacts. Artifacts are things that people made and used in the daily life. Some examples of artifacts are pottery, jewelry, tools, toys, and weapons. Literary sources. Literary sources are ancient texts written on dry palm leaves or on tree barks. Paper came to be used much later. Let us look at the various types of literary sources. Many travelers visited our country. They wrote about our country in detail. One such famous book is Indica. It was written by Megasthenes, who came to India from Greece. Some rulers wrote about their own lives. Such books are called autobiographies. One such book was written by the court poet of a ruler called Harshavardhana. It tells us about his life. Some people wrote poems, plays, books on grammar, mathematics, medicine, and so on. The Vedas, the Puranas, and the Bhagavad Gita are some religious books. They tell us about the beliefs and customs of people who lived in the past. Oral sources. Stories and poems that are narrated orally are called oral sources of history. There are two important people who tell us about the history of a period. The first person, archaeologist, who dig deep into the ground to find archaeological sources. They then study those sources and find out about the life of the people who lived hundreds of years ago. The second person, historians. Historians are people who study history. They study both archaeological and literary sources to find out what happened in the past. So children, it is very important to preserve these sources. This is because of the following reason. Our knowledge on the sources of history. Without the sources, we cannot understand the past. Sources of history help us to appreciate our past. We feel a sense of pride when we look at the Qutub Minar, the Meenakshi Temple, Taj Mahal, and so on. Our government protects historical monuments. It also helps archaeologists and historians to preserve the sources. So children, I hope you have understood the chapter. Thank you.